When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and joining me today is the producer of the TMZ Podcast, Wild.
Hello, what up, what up?
How are you, mate?
I'm doing good. It's Monday, so it's Monday.
Monday's my favorite day of the week.
Says no one ever.
Oh, it's time to get back to business, man.
Oh, no.
I love this. I love this stuff. We got some good ones. Meghan Markle. She's back to being the royal target now.
I don't know how this happened.
I know. I mean, everyone's now laying on her now after Kate's came out with her diagnosis. So talk about that. Bianca Censori. She must have heard Kim Kardashian when Kim told her to cover up around my kids. Because she was sporting an interesting look when she went out with Northwest.
Yep.
We got a good almost news. A Travis and Taylor little nugget there at the end.
So sad they're in almost news now.
I know. Well, I mean, they're kind of oversaturated for so long, and now we just like, when we have to, we will, but otherwise I'm happy not to.
Okay.
But to begin with, Rebel Wilson is coming for Sacha Baron Cohen.
I swear this beef came out of nowhere. Like, if somebody would have told me this was going to be on the bingo card for the year, I would have said, no way.
No, I didn't see it coming either. But she's got a memoir coming out, so... Perfectly timed little tease. A little while ago, she was talking about how she was going to name an asshole.
Yes.
She was going to come and she was going to reveal their name. Let's actually listen to her talking on her Instagram about she's going to name the asshole.
So when I first came to Hollywood, people were like, yeah, I have a no asshole policy. Means like, yeah, I don't work with assholes. I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, that sounds... sensible, logical. But then it really sunk in what they were meaning by that, older people in the industry, because I worked with a massive asshole. And yeah, now I definitely have a no assholes policy. The chapter on said asshole is chapter 23. That guy was a massive asshole.
A whole chapter.
A whole chapter in her book, Rebel Rising.
Right. So Sasha and Rebel did a movie together, Brothers Grimsby.
Yes.
I hadn't watched it, but I just watched the trailer. Looks amusing. Quite amusing.
It was a box office fail, but it was okay.
It looked kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
Well, last night, Rebel went on her Instagram and just posted like a little caption on her stories saying, I will not be bullied or silenced by high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. The asshole that I'm talking about in one of the chapters of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen.
So what it looks like happened was Rebel posted this video back on March 15th, and then between March 15th and now, Sacha Baron Cohen's lawyers or people allegedly may have reached out to her in some way, according to Rebel, and threatened her.
What? Well, if she says stuff that's like not true and, you know, defamatory,
okay,
she could be sued for that, you know? So they're like, well, Rebel, are you sure you want to put that?
But like, is it defamatory or is it just unfavorable? Like, you know what I'm saying? It just, maybe it'll just put him in a negative light, but I don't really know if, and again, granted, we haven't gotten an excerpt. We haven't read the chapter.
We don't know what the asshole type behavior was.
We don't really know. However,
okay,
she previously spoke about this. So she did an interview with Kyle and Jackie O back in like 2014 or around that time.
Oh, Sydney Radio.
Nice. Shout out to Australia. Sydney's in Australia, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
She did an interview with them and she talked about how she alleged that Sasha was trying to pressure her to be naked on the set of the film. And he was like, you know, I did it on Borat and it was so funny. So like, get naked. And she just was not about it. So she's been a little consistent this whole time.
Yeah. But also, Sacha Baron Cohen does that sort of stuff. You know, it's not like he was this awful man who wanted to see this woman naked.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Like, have you seen Borat at any of his things? There's just so much nudity.
And like gaggy. It's kind of his vibe.
It's kind of like I can understand if you're one of those naked people who, it's kind of like a mocking naked thing.
It is.
You see a lot of like penis and balls sometimes and
yeah, like butts.
And butts and stuff, but it's supposed to be for comedy rather than like, oh.
Yeah, no, it's not supposed to be like sexualized, but it's still someone's body.
So I can understand Rebel going, I don't want to be like the subject of naked jokes.
Right, right.
Is that what I'm here for?
That's what she's alleging.
So I do understand her point in that, but it's, whenever someone just comes out with a memoir that they're looking to profit on and they tease this information a days away from the drop, it's like, it's to sell books, you know what I mean?
And it does kind of seem like, you know, when people, and they're not talking about Rebel specifically, but like when people drop these books, they look for something salacious related to some other celebrity so we can like get a headline out of it.
Totally.
So it's like, it could be a little bit of like sensationalization for the book, but it also could be a little bit true.
You know who else was one of the stars of the Brothers Grimsby?
Who?
Sacha Baron Cohen's wife, Isla Fisher.
She is gorgeous.
Yeah, Isla Fisher. She's from the like Wedding Crashers and stuff.
No, she's really good.
Yeah, so she was in the Brothers Grimsby too, but he cast Rebel as his wife.
As his wife. But wait, we should say that Sacha Baron Cohen has come out and his team has denied the allegations and they said that these are, you know, unequivocally false allegations.
Well, we don't even know what the allegation. We don't even know what it is yet.
Well, they're saying that whatever it is, it ain't true.
Yeah. Just don't believe it. Okay.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
On to our next story, Kate Middleton's uncle has slammed Meghan Markle and then kind of taken it back a little.
Yes.
So this guy is Gary Goldsmith. He was just on Big Brother UK. So he's obviously trading off, you know, his family.
A little thirsty.
He's very thirsty. So he calls Meghan Markle Laughing Girl. That's his name for her. I don't know. He always calls her Laughing Girl.
I don't like that. Some part of my spirit tells me that's racist. I just don't know which part.
Right. Well, he said, let's face it, Laughing Girl isn't going to be around forever, is she? I think she's fickle. I think she's so bad for Harry and for our country. He also said, the idea that Laughing Girl says Kate is racist makes me furious. Kate knows her family roots and is proud of them. I'm sorry, but Laughing Girl is not good people.
Okay.
That can't. When someone says Kate's proud of her family roots, and that's almost sounds like it's like she doesn't want any.
She doesn't want any. She doesn't want any brownness in here.
Right, right.
I don't know. He's not helping the situation by saying things like what he's saying, because what he's applying is that like Kate's. I don't even know if she's Caucasian, but Kate's white roots apparently are just so strong that Kate knows her roots, and that Meghan is essentially just kind of like mocking or destroying a royal family. I'm just confused as to where this came from, though. Like,
well, this interview was published days before, you know, Kate's true diagnosis came out. And now Gary's kind of backtracking, saying, I didn't mean to fire shots. It was all just like about conspiracy and that sort of thing. It's a bad look for him, but this is a guy who's there for clicks and there to like just make news however he can, talking about his family.
Yeah, I don't like this. And then he went on and tried to apologize afterwards. And it's like, Gary, can it? Like, you don't get to apologize now. I just feel like he kind of jumped the broom and was maybe attempting to help Kate and change the narrative and kind of push all of the visceral on the internet towards Meghan Markle. But that's also not fair. Like, Meghan Markle just minded her business eating her food in California.
Right.
And here we go, dragging her into this. Like, she didn't say nothing.
Does it feel like a lot of people have turned on Meghan Markle in recent days? When I'm on Twitter, it feels like there's a lot of, like, scorn against Megan, like, you know, people need someone to target. And so now that we're not going to target Kate because of a serious diagnosis, we're going to turn our attention to Megan.
That's exactly what happened. It's like, you know, Kate, you know, released the news about a horrible diagnosis, and then everybody was like, and matter of fact, we hate Meghan Markle again.
Right.
Like, it's just, they was waiting.
Exactly. Apparently, Meghan and Harry learned about, you know, Kate's cancer on the news, like just on TV.
Like everybody else.
So, I mean, they must be so estranged then if they didn't get even a heads up.
That is
up.
A little telling about the relationship of the family at this point.
It is. All right. On to our next story. Bianca Censori.
My girl.
She is in all fur, heavy fur coat, while out with Northwest and Kanye. Or we have to call him Ye now.
Ye, yes.
Did you see that they...
Or he will, yeah.
His people put out a thing saying you must call him Ye. Don't call him Kanye.
Well, they put that out last year. We didn't listen. So
okay.
They put it out again.
Without with Kanye, and they were out, and they went to Nobu here in Malibu, and it's interesting because we always see just about everything about Bianca, but since her and Kim seem to be somewhat cordial, like we saw them standing next to each other at a Ye show recently.
Yeah, we saw them multiple times, kind of in the same, like right next to each other.
They seem like they might have some mutual respect, at least, or at least there's no animosity, it feels.
Right.
Because she covered up and then some when she was out with North. Like, this fur coat was, like, taken from a whole bear. It was massive fur. I mean, hopefully it's faux fur.
Yeah, hopefully.
But knowing Kanye, probably not.
Probably not.
But, yeah, so she was out like that, and then the next night they weren't with North, the couple. And she was again back to her old tricks.
Okay, I feel like this is just telling of all those people who say things like, Bianca doesn't have decorum. Like, she does have decorum when she's out with the kids. Her kids, not anybody else's kids. She don't care who else's kids see. But, like, Kanye's kids, she covers up. And I think that, like, that's at least a little bit respectful to North. Even though North, I'm sure, sees the other photos of her walking down the street on the internet and things like that. But I think it's a little bit, you know, it's respectful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'd be good to have your boobs out walking next to, a 10-year-old? I mean, that'd be a bit much, surely.
But also, they're Kim Kardashian's kids.
So they've probably seen a lot.
They've seen a little bit of boob, a little bit of back.
Yeah.
A lot of back.
It also seems like North really likes Bianca. Like, they're arm in arm in this photo, smiling. And I feel like because her dad really likes Bianca, I feel like North will like
just
whatever dad likes.
Yeah, no, she loves Bianca. I like this, though. I think that we'll not see Bianca cover up more, but we will continue to see Bianca cover up around the kids. And that's all you can ask for. I'm sure that's all Kim wants.
Right.
And Don't be a hoe around my children.
I mean...
Or dress like one.
Yeah, right. And then, the next night they went out to see June 2.
Okay.
Kanye and Bianca.
I like that. And she was back.
And she was back.
Oh, Bianca. This is the Bianca I like.
But I kind of like it. Like, she is a bit of a... art installation. Like, what is she going to wear next?
I have never been more impressed by a rollout than I have with this Kanye Bianca thing. Like, Bianca's the star of the world right now.
She kind of is.
She is.
We're not more interested to see what someone's wearing than Bianca.
Every single day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. And every morning I wake up and there's a new, what was Bianca wearing?
And I love it just as much. Every day. Yes. It. More and more. It's better and better.
Love it. Okay. On to our almost news. Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce, they were at Nobu in Malibu, not at the same time.
I was about to say.
Imagine if they all had lunch or dinner
together.
And they
just run into each other.
Not at the same time as the Kardashians or the Yeys. But they were there having come back from their Bahamas vacation.
Their alleged Bahamas vacation.
Is it still alleged?
I mean, we saw photos that looked like them, but...
They've been somewhere.
Yeah, they
were. Because they haven't been spotted.
Yes.
And in fact... Taylor is rarely even spotted in LA.
Ever.
There's this ongoing theory that she likes to be seen in New York. She doesn't like to be seen in LA. And to be honest, the evidence kind of matches up with that because we rarely see shots like we saw yesterday, actually. We rarely see those.
No, apparently she really loves the New York paparazzi because she feels like they're a little more respectful, which I'm from the East Coast and like, girl.
I don't buy that.
If they got to get the photo, they're going to get the photo. So she tries to stay a little more reserved when she's in Los Angeles. But it is just weird that we haven't seen that much of them overall. And I don't know if they're intentionally hiding.
I think it's a good play, though, because they were everywhere all at once for way too long.
Yeah.
And now I think it's good to take a step back so people miss you a little bit.
Okay.
You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
You missing them?
It's good to have the content for the podcast.
Yeah, right. like,
You know what I noticed?
Yes.
I'm a bit of an eagle eye. Okay. You know what I noticed?
Yes.
Travis Kelce out on this Nobu date was wearing a cap saying Happy Gilmore on the cap. You know Happy Gilmore's also in the news right now too? Because they're apparently about to make a new Happy Gilmore 2.
So you think?
So it's interesting timing.
He's in LA.
That the guy who's like known for, he was the one who sent out the bat signal, please get with me, Taylor. Mm-hmm. I love you, Taylor. And then that worked out for them perfectly.
Right.
Now he's wearing a Happy Gilmore cap around LA. And just this weekend, it was news was going out that Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works.
So you think he's either trying to angle in for Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Or he's already in the movie?
He's going to be in the movie. He's going to be in the movie.
I think he's probably already in the movie if he's wearing a Happy Gilmore. Who the hell has a Happy Gilmore cap just laying around and you're that rich?
And it's a great movie.
Poor people have them because we bought them back in the day. But
right,
like,
I know.
He doesn't have like a fresh Happy Gilmore hat.
He will be one of, if not the star,
the
Happy
star.
Gilmore 2. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm putting it out now. I want it to be like my theory just so if it hits then and I get a little bit of credit.
Okay, Mark Charlie Cotton's words. Today, March 25th.
Also, my other like tiny little bit of evidence is that Adam Sandler recently said what a fan he is of Taylor Swift. Mm. We rarely hear him talk about other celebrities, but he said like, when I like see Taylor, like I'm shivering in my boots. I'm so nervous. He was like just like starstruck by Taylor Swift. And so clearly they got love. You know what I mean?
So you're like, when were you last hanging out with Taylor? Was it during the filming of Happy Gilmore 2?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. You actually might have. It sounds not as smart when you say it, but I think,
Why?
I think you might have cracked the code, Charlie.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, Wild. Thank you for joining me in the pod studio today.
Of course. I'm always here, literally, just normally on the other side of the camera.
Yeah, you just over the other side of the desk. Okay. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.